Ovo's Waking Up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome into the pointy end of the week. Hello, Kath. How are you?
I'm excellent. I love a rainy day like this.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just gets you in the good mood?
Yeah, it's like home. It's like the New England. It's cold, it's wet, it's great.
Yeah, over in England it is cold and wet.
Doesn't sound great at all. In fact, I'm worried until I woke up this morning and I've still got me washing on the line from yesterday.
No.
Didn't have time to get it off this morning. So the more it rains, the more I'm stressed today.
Oh, that's all right. We can keep your blood pressure levels lower by having a fun show today. And that's what I'm all about. What did you guys get up to yesterday? Anything exciting?
I had a nap.
Oh, good stuff. Very up and about. What about yourself, Stephen? What did you get up to?
Another resounding win for Abysmal Abilities.
Yes!
Wednesday night mixed five aside.
Sorry. Let me play that for you.
Come on. Oh, resounding win last night.
What was the score in the end?
Oh, would have been, I don't know.
1-0.
Honestly, he stopped keeping 20-2 or 25-2 or 3 or something like that.
That is unbelievable. You must have been, how many of those did you get?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not counting them. I'm not counting my stats.
You lost count.
At least 3 or 4, probably.
Oh, that is fantastic.
I don't know. Not sure.
Brilliant stuff. Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Up and about for a Thursday?
Oh, I don't like Thursdays. Okay. We know this.
Yeah, sorry. My bad. We can skip
right. Up and about.
It was yesterday good for you. What did you do anything fun yesterday?
What'd I do? I had an eye appointment.
Don't know, wasn't it?
I got my nails done.
Oh, that's good.
Went to the gym.
Oof. Very productive.
Very productive.
I love that. How's this for a little spring story for you guys yesterday? Right? Walking through Mayfield with my little whippet on the string or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Up in the tree, right, there's this beautiful family of tawny frogmouths. There's
really?
Little owls. They're all just like the mum owl. Well, you know, I don't assume gender, whatever, but
yeah.
There's an adult owl there with two babies. It's so beautiful. They're just looking at their like, little heads like spin around. Like, how's your head gone around at such an angle? Because you're an owl.
It's beautiful things that you keep finding in your community.
I do. You know what? That's because I love the place I live and my eyes are always open for what's out and about. So keep your eyes open at the moment because lots of spring babies out there. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
So you guys know how we had Ryan Scott in here yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, right? From the Jets.
From the Jets. Very inspiring, wasn't he? Because he's like, oh, before I came in here, did a morning swim.
Yeah, very brave.
Because he was in here, 7:20? So would have.
Well, he was here about 7 o'clock to get ready. Yeah.
So he had to be swimming, 6 in the morning?
Yeah, probably.
Probably something around that time. Now, I said I was very inspired by this. He's getting up so early doing this. I haven't gone for a morning swim. But I did go and enjoy the beauty of the ocean yesterday.
Right.
In between deliveries, I had like a maybe 20-minute window. And I was like, I'm just going to go down and just have a little look at Nobby's. And, man, it turned it on. There was like the weird mist in the air. The fog was there. And I was like, thanks, Ryan Scott. You've made me come to the ocean. I loved it.
So what, did you just sit in the car park like every other P-plater in Newcastle?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
I got one of those spots. Sometimes you get it like nose in where you can look at the beach.
Nobbies,
you know, like the ones that just, I was like, this is stunning. What a place we live, hey. We're just so lucky. Thanks, Ryan Scott.
Oh, there you go. And you,
tip of the hat.
You managed to get the weather while it was nice. You know, if you'd gone today, you probably wouldn't have been so
dreary,
good.
Dreary, exactly. So, yeah, I tip my hat to him and say thank you.
Hey, while we're thinking of all things, you know, that the local Hunter has to offer, how about we get a full local news chat with Jess up next here on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at 5 with Jess.
Jess, we're getting a little bit happy. New England Highway. I'm getting so excited. I can't even spit the words out. The New England Highway got a lane open at Taro.
Yay. So Transport for New South Wales announced yesterday they were hopefully going to get some major repairs done last night on that Taro rail bridge, depending on the weather. We did have a little bit of rain last night, so whether or not that is why only one of the lanes is reopened, I don't know. I'm just assuming. But all of the lanes heading towards Newcastle are open but heading towards Maitland, there's only one lane open and those same restrictions are in place. So allow extra travel time, alternative route, all those things if you need to head from Newey to Maitland.
Jeez, there'll be a lot of happy people though still, right?
Getting to work should be a whole lot better if you're coming from Maitland.
Including me and Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We sit in that every day, so it's very much real and personal.
Yeah.
So is this fixed or is it like a Band-Aid on it until I can look at it later?
It was going to be a Band-Aid and then a major repair was going to be done at the end of the year.
Right, okay. So it's fixed for now.
They just got out the old super glue and put that bit back together. Jobs are done, right? Sweet. That's good to know. And look, yeah, like you said, a lot of happy people about. Switching gears a little bit, a hectic afternoon for our fireys yesterday, Jess.
Yeah, so we had a total fire ban yesterday because of the hot and windy conditions that were forecast. And yesterday afternoon was crazy. Little fires were popping up here, there and everywhere. The New England Highway at Ravensworth ended up closing entirely yesterday afternoon because a grass fire jumped the highway there at Ravensworth. It burnt through about 350 hectares. The highway reopened a couple of hours ago, thank goodness, in time for the morning peak. But water bombing aircraft were helping out there, as well as fireys on the ground. Same out at Cessnock. There were some fires out there. The fire up at Scone, it broke containment lines. So fireys were very busy getting all of that back under control yesterday afternoon. There's about half a dozen fires this morning, all at advice level in the Hunter. So hopefully the cooler conditions and the rain that we're supposed to get today and tomorrow will certainly help.
Yeah, definitely. And look, thanks to all the fireys who are just working their butts off at the moment to try and fix all this as soon as possible, right?
It's going to be a long and ugly fire season.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I think we're only in October still.
Exactly.
It's all right, Stephen. It's okay. We'll get through this together, mate. Waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Active drizzle around Newcastle and the Hunter. Tops of 17 as you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Breaking news, Australia has won another gold medal.
Come on!
Actually, it's not really much of a surprise. Australia has been voted the most promiscuous country in the world. In the world. And I like it because I like saying the word promiscuous. It's fun.
It is fun. Stop hogging all of it. I want to say it one time. Right, promiscuous.
Oh, you've done it. Great job.
All right, continue.
The Global Proximity Index was developed by NAPLAB. It was a big study in the US. And what they did is scored every country on a whole bunch of criteria, including the age, average age you lost virginity, average number of sexual partners, the rate of sexually transmitted infections, the percentage of people that think sex outside of marriage is okay, and you also got heaps and heaps of points for sex work being legal, which it is here in Australia. So we actually didn't win any of the categories. But we scored well in all of them.
It's all rounders. Yeah, there you go.
Best and fairest.
Yeah, so we took out the gold, and apparently we're good at sex, which, you know, I don't think we needed the memo for, but thanks, guys. Brazil came second, Greece came third, and India got the wooden spoon. They came last.
Oh, that's
tough,
sad
tough
for
break.
Them.
You know what, though?
No action for the Indians.
In a new season, you can turn it around, and that's, you know... That's famously what a sporting thing, isn't it?
Oh, I like how you say as well, we're the best at sex. Maybe we're not the best, but we certainly try the hardest. You know, we do it the most, don't we? We certainly give it a fair crack. Oh, dearie, mate. We didn't win any category.
That's it. But overall, we get this. Hey! Congratulations, Australia. You can go into work or whatever you're up to at this time of the morning with your head held high.
1, 2, 3. On New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Oh, get excited, everyone. This is your chance to win. How about this? Win nice and early. A car pass for up to 8 people to Head and Greta Drive-In. Now, this is so exciting. So many good movies on there all the time. You can check out their website for what they're screening or win one for free with us.
And if you don't like the movie... You can slash the seats. Oh, it gets me every time. Cheeky.
Aren't they? But this is your chance to win one for free. So you can go to the movies for free. All you got to do is call up now, 4967-4105, to play Three of a Kind. If you haven't heard how this works, basically we give you three things. You just got to figure out what is the, I guess, connecting theme between those three things, right? So if I was to say, for example, to you guys...
Yeah, are we playing?
Yeah, Steve versus Kath. Get your names ready jazz your buzzers. Right. Latte cappuccino.
I think Kath was quickest today.
Kath, what do you think it is? Coffee is correct. Good job. See, if you heard that and went, I knew those were types of coffee, this is your chance to win a family, well, an 8-person car pass, the Head and Greta drive-in.
That is the whole family,
yeah,
isn't it?
Or plus friends if you want. 4967-4105. Call now, plus you'll be in the draw for a family pass to Raging Waters, Sydney. So you're going to win if you win, plus you're in a chance for more winning. 4967-4105. Call the show now to play Three of a Kind up next. Scattered showers today. Tops of 17 for Newcastle, 18 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
And hey, we all know cost of living is through the roof at the moment. So I've got a bit of a tip to help you eat for less, but listener discretion is advised. And all the details to come very shortly.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, welcome. If you've never heard this before...
Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Good question, but welcome. Basically, we give you three words. It's your job to play detective and figure out what's the theme between these three things. You then yell out, name is your buzzer, first of two, best of three. That's the scoring system and admin out of the way. Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
Let's go to Chain Valley Bay. Good morning, Tara.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
You sound very awake for this hour of the morning.
Yeah, ready to go for today.
All right.
I love that. I love that energy.
All right, we're up against Tara and hoping to match that energy as well. We go to Shortland. Morning, Millie. How's things?
Good morning, guys. I'm good, thanks.
Oh, the energy's there as well. We're up and about for a Thursday morning. How good's this?
Loving it.
Yes, yes. Shortland represent, right?
Yeah. All right, well, we're about to get into this game, as was alluded to. It's first two, best of three. Before we get into it, though, let's test everyone's buzzer. Your name is your buzzer. Tara, can you go first for us?
Tara.
Yep, lovely. Millie, you're next.
Millie.
Yeah, nice strong buzzers this morning. No problems with the technology.
It's all working.
Love to see.
Yep.
All right, best of luck, ladies. The first one I've got for you this morning is Huntsman, Orb Weaver, Tarantula.
Millie.
Millie was quickest there.
Spiders.
They are spiders.
Oh. One on the board.
Giving Kat the heebie-jeebies, but also giving Millie 1 point. She takes the lead. All right. Next one I've got for you. Caramello Koala, Milky Way, Mars Bar.
Tara.
Millie.
Tara was quickest there.
Chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate is correct.
Does that mean we're at one apiece?
Get me this dramatic music, please.
Everything to play
indeed.
For.
Indeed.
The battle of Chain Valley Bay versus Shortland has never been so real.
Come on, Shorty.
All right. Last one I've got for the two of you is Doc Hudson, Tow Mater, Lightning McQueen.
Tara.
Tara was quickest there.
Cars.
Yeah.
The movie Cars.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they are.
She's got it, done it.
That was a hard one.
That was a tough one.
No, not for Tara. Yeah. She smashed it. Don't worry about
it.
Well done. You are off to Head and Greta Drive, and you got yourself an 8-person car pass, plus in the draw for those Raging Water tickets. Now, Millie, as our runner-up, can we get you back for tomorrow for another go?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? How good is that?
God, Shorty. We'll have a crack tomorrow, won't we?
Yeah, New FM. Touch of sky water about today, a.k.a. rain. Tops of 17 for Newcastle, 18 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And a bit of a PSA for our Novocastrian family, I suppose. If you are thinking about having a bit of a cheat meal this week and you'd want to do it on the cheap,
yes,
a cheat meal
me.
On the cheap,
yep.
Domino's have announced all this week they're selling half-price pizzas.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It started on Monday. Going all the way through to Sunday, October 29th. So this Sunday, perfect for your weekend. And this news comes after they're closing the loopholes. Closing the loopholes bill is aimed to introduce minimum pay and work conditions for gig workers, which means that probably delivery costs will go up. So
right.
They're doing a bit of sale washing, yeah. I suppose, for lack of a better term.
Before the prices go up next week.
Yeah, so anyway. But for now, we can take advantage of this and grab yourself half-price pizzas all the way through to Sunday. And this deal was brought to my attention by my housemate, Nick, on Tuesday. He was like, cannot be bothered cooking. Gonna get myself some pizza. Anyway, I was scrolling through the sites. He's like, Domino's, they got half price pizzas. I could smash two pizzas right now, only paying for one. What an outrageous claim. He goes, I smashed two Domino's pizzas.
Well, don't they have the tiny little ones now?
Yeah, but he's not buying a tiny little one. Right, buying a regulation pizza. I was like, absolutely you cannot. He was like, guarantee ya, I can have two pizzas. I was like, how quick you reckon you can do it? Because obviously, the you know, a little bit of the evil in me wanted to see him scoff this down. Goes, two pizzas, 10 minutes, no dramas.
No dramas?
No way. Oh, absolutely not. So I said to him, I proposed to him, look, if you can get down both the pizzas in 10 minutes or under,
yeah,
I'll pay for them both. Get yourself a free meal. I know they are priced. I was like, you know what? No, they're expensive. You got both pizzas for like $15 or something like that.
So it's not costing you much.
Nah, but for the value of the entertainment you get, unbelievable. So
like,
anyway.
Like getting the ticket to Paul McCartney for $10.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hands were shaking and the deal was confirmed.
Okay.
So anyway.
It's official.
He went and got his two pizzas, brought them back to the Charlestown Castle, sat down, had to find an appropriate YouTube video to watch before he started eating because you can't just eat these days. You have to have entertainment. Payment with it as well. And once the YouTube video was found, the timer started.
Okay.
Now, he came out the gates flying. Finished the first pizza in 2 minutes 20.
Oh, he was hungry.
He was flying. I thought, oh, my God, my money is in all kinds of dramas here. But he started filling up, and he started struggling at an exponential rate.
Oh,
like,
no.
He just was slowing down like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, he did really well. He had one slice left, and there was still a minute 20 left on the clock.
Now, if you do the math from the first pizza, he should be fine.
Well, that's it.
But the math changes by pizza number two.
Because there's less room in your tummy. Anyway, and what he'd done as well, such a rookie error, is he'd left himself, you know how they never cut your slices evenly at Domino's?
Yeah.
He'd left himself the biggest slice at the end. This big chunker. It must have been at least a third of the pizza.
Yeah.
Anyway, a minute 20 left. He's got one slice. I'm thinking, God, this is such a good line. We're going to come down to the wire. I can reveal to you now, he finished both pizzas in 10 minutes, 17 seconds.
So Stephen didn't have to pay.
I did not have to pay.
It's
and
a
he,
no for him.
He felt so crook. It was chundering for like 20 minutes after. Oh, dear.
So he's wasted all that food as well.
Wasted all the food. Hasn't enjoyed it. Wasted $15. And I've got free entertainment for the night. So, really, I'm kicking goals. But if you want to take advantage of this deal, just listen to discretion advised. Maybe don't try and get down two pizzas in 10 minutes. That's my only advice.
Top tips from Stephen.
UFM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
UFM.
Big excitement for puppy owners around Greater. Stephen, we need to talk about your attitude regarding dogs, right? We need to have like a team meeting. Get on board.
Right, I am on board. All right, what's happening for dog owners in Greater? I'm excited. What have we got going on?
There's a new doggy park.
Oh, that is exciting.
It's a fully fenced off-leash one with exercise equipment and all of the things. It's one of the good ones.
Hang on. Dog exercise equipment?
Yeah.
What does that involve?
It's like a big hamster wheel.
Is it like they got like bikes and stuff for them?
No. They're like agility equipment. Oh, so, you know, right. Like the ramps and stuff that they go over and the tricks.
Oh, that is cool. Sick.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to take your Brittany out there?
I think she would love it because it's like a 25-minute drive to get there from the Rathluber residence. So it would take probably about 2 hours round trip.
She actually
likes the drive as much as she likes the puppy park.
Really?
Off you go. Report back on how it all is.
We do go and visit like a number of dog parks. She likes making different friends.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that. What a great bit of news to start that. Is it open today?
Yeah, opened yesterday, I think.
Oh, this is brilliant.
All right, I retract my initial snore. I apologise. That is exciting news. Like that actually has made me feel quite good for my Thursday morning. All right, coming up next though, team. Turns out Australians might be a bit more vain than we care to admit.
Ooh,
new research coming out about what we really want in a relationship. It's not what you think it might be. All the details to come very shortly.
Here on UFM. Chance of showers today. Tops of 17 for Newcastle, 18 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
I said it before, I'll say it again. Australians might be more vain than we care to admit. I mean, anecdotal evidence would suggest that humans are attracted to humour. And you don't have to look... If you just look at Pete Davidson's dating history, I mean, that's evidence in itself, isn't it? Kim K, Emily Ratajkowski. It's not for his looks. I'll tell you that for free. But this
for his humour.
Yeah, well, that's what people are saying. But this idea that humans are attracted to humour has been refuted by research from the University of Queensland. So this, I'm going to coin him a professional creep, the University of Queensland psychology co-researcher Henry Wainwright has watched more than 800 dates. I mean, that is a professional creep, isn't it? Watching 800 dates.
Well, if
what do you do? In the name of science, I suppose.
No, that's science.
Come on. There would have been some level of consent. They would have needed to sign paperwork, so on and so forth.
You don't reckon he's just got the binoculars on his storefront?
No. Come on, this is a university, Stephen. Grow up.
Oh, anyway, all in the name of science, he's watched 800 dates, more than 800 dates, and he's come to, and this is a quote, an inescapable conclusion that humour is overrated in the search for love. Not needed, apparently. So, Mr. Wainwright said that he analysed more than 40 hours of dates, noting every, I like this, laugh, chuckle and chortle. What on earth is a chortle?
Small giggle.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. There you go. Well, I imagine he's got a tally for each one. Oh, is that a chuckle or a chortle? I'm going to put it in the chortle tab. But it's very, obviously very
that's
scientific
chuckle,
here.
That's chuckle, one for
And throughout his research beforehand, he's asked what people think they want. Women have claimed that they're attracted to funny men, whereas men claim they're attracted to women who find them funny. Classic. I mean, a tale as old as time, isn't it?
Sure.
However, like I said, Mr. Wainwright's research has found hilarious men were no more romantically successful than sober ones. And in fact, trying too hard might be detrimental. So apparently being funny is not important in finding a romantic partner for a lot of Australians.
Wow, that is interesting. Because like you said, it is the traditional thought that, funny guy, you'll get the girls or whatever. But it doesn't really seem to be that way.
Well, that's it. And this goes against a lot of research in the past, I suppose. And like I said, anecdotal evidence of just if you ask a lot of people, what do you want in a relationship? A lot of people would say, I want someone who makes me laugh. Or, you know, I want someone who's funny.
I think it depends who you're talking about. And I, you know, get to stand on a little soapbox over here because the only one not in, you know, deeply committed relationship. You know, when you get to a certain age, and yes, I'm old, you don't care about that stuff. You care about, do you have a job? Do you pay your bills? Do you clean up after yourself? You know, does he have hair is probably, you know, about the kind of, you know. You
better not go single creep over at all. God, keep
Luckily,
every
I'm
area.
Married. Because yeah, I cannot pass that last one.
Your standards of what you want changes. And I don't care about funny.
Don't care at all.
No, never have. But, you know, maybe.
Well, maybe that's the truth.
Well, apparently it's not me. It's a whole study.
It's everyone by
maybe
the sounds
just
of it.
You're the only one brave enough to admit that.
To say it, yeah.
I am a pretty honest soul. I just tend to tell it like it is. But I think Novocastrians are pretty honest and straight up too. Why don't we ask them? Shall we?
Yeah, okay.
Let's find out what Newcastle wants in a relationship. 4967-4105. Give us a call. Tell us what, you know, be brutal. Be honest.
We want the real here, right?
So what are some of the examples you said that you like to run through them again? Someone who's got like a job is that's
yeah,
on
so
the,
it's always actually
that.
Been really important to me that they earn more money than me. And I know that sounds really
vain, I guess.
No, yeah, it does. It's usually backwards, right? Because it's like, I'm not looking for a sugar daddy. I'm looking for someone who's not going to be threatened by the fact that I have a decent career and, you know, do well at what I do. Mm-hmm. And that was a bigger issue before I came to work at the radio station. That's always been kind of like that's always been a relationship breaker. Anytime I dated somebody that earned less than me, it would be bad. So that's kind of become one of my requirements. One of the other ones is if they have kids, mm-hmm. I look at that interaction and make sure that that's a healthy one. Like if they're a good dad.
What about how they react with Brinny, your dog?
Oh, you have to love the dog. You love me, you love my dog. That's it.
Oh, that's a given.
It's a joint deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Group package.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there's all those kinds of things that you look at, and a lot of it goes out the window when you actually meet a person, because it comes down to kind of, you know, real chemistry.
The vibe of the thing, if you will. All right, this is what we're looking for here. 4967-4105. What's the truth? Like, what's the real important stuff that you're looking for in a partner? Maybe you've got a partner and these were the things that must be sort of check boxes. And just for getting on the show, everyone in the draw for a family pass of Raging Water Sydney. A slide into summer fun at Raging Water Sydney, New South Wales' largest water park, reopens November 4th. 4967-4105. Call now. The amazing Olivia Rodrigo as you wake up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM.
And, of course, we are talking about, I guess, what you really want in a relationship. Because this new research comes out. Apparently, humour's not it anymore.
Doesn't count.
In fact, it is overrated. Being funny is overrated in the hunt for a partner in this life, which I think is unfathomable because I've based my whole personality on that.
Me too. Luckily, I'm married.
The girls. Oh, indeed. Sweating over here. But we want to know what Newcastle really thinks is important, I suppose.
Yeah, because Newcastle, you know, is a pretty realistic, down-to-earth kind of place. And, like me, you know, I care more about things like...
money.
They're not going to lie. And money. And, you know, I'm not going to have to carry this person. All that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And being good to your kids is so, so important.
Good relationship with your parents, maybe. Yeah.
4967-4105 if you want to jump in on the conversation. I'm just going to go through a couple of ones. We put this up on the socials last night and, you know, as I expected, most people are saying honesty.
Yeah, that's what interesting.
They want, mate, is they want honesty and respect. There's some funny ones. Mick Smith would like 10,000 acres with 300 metres of river frontage, owns a pub with a horse riding distance, and has contacts within the board of the Parramatta Eels.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's very specific.
Yeah. If that sounds like you, though, we can pass Mick's details on. Yeah,
that's right. He's single and eligible by the sounds of it. I always thought owner of a brewery would be nice as well, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of women are posting stuff about, you know, don't cheat, don't lie to me, don't manipulate me, which is kind of a bit sad. Guys, lift your game. so, you know, that's kind of the main thing. Lisa says she wants someone who's loyal and has her back, but number one is that her kids always come first, which I think is
really important, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think we're in an age where there's a lot of blended relations, blended families and people that have second relationships and stuff, and the way that kids fit into that is so amazingly important. It's far more important than whether or not they're funny and entertaining.
Well, I guess when you have kids, your priorities change, aren't they? They become everything for you. Anyway, let's go to the phones, 4967-4105. We'll head to Madawi. Morning, Sue. Are you
Good
in a relationship
morning.
Looking for one?
Yes.
What's the go?
No, I've been married 38 years this year.
Oh, you get less for murder. I mean, congratulations. Well done, Sue.
He's a cheeky boy, isn't he?
So what do you find important?
No, we just get on like a house on fire. If you have a fight, you just got to jump over the fence and get over it.
So is that what you find important, a bit of emotional maturity when it comes to stuff like that?
Yes, and you just got to get on, and it's good having opposite footy teams that you go for because it makes the football more interesting when you're watching the footy in the lounge room together.
Now, you'd be going for the Knights, wouldn't you, Sue?
No, sorry.
Oh, well, that'll do from Sue.
That'll
I mean, what team do you go for, just briefly?
Roosters.
Yeah, get Sue off. That's it. I'm glad she's contributed, and, you know, I'm sure that emotional maturity and all that's important. Going for the Knights, though, that's first and foremost, I think. That should be the most important thing in any relationship.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
And this just in, if you're on your way into Mayfield Woolies to do a little shop, there's a sign on the door right now. It's closed, unable to open trade due to technical issues is what the sign says. So closed until further notice. So if you offer a Vegemite scroll this morning or something along those lines, we'll grab your coffee there. You have to go elsewhere is my advice.
Wow. Who knows? Is big news.
Who knows why? No idea.
Just today?
Just now.
Today?
Yep, 5 minutes ago, someone's put a photo of this on a local community group. So if you're thinking, oh, yeah, like I said, grab a bit of brekkie there. Coles is my advice down the road, about a K.
Yeah, well, Coles over Woolies anyway, but that's a whole different debate.
Save that for another day.
We won't quite get into that right now.
Story arc over 6 to 8 weeks. Should be a bit of fun. Now, Kath, up next was something that's a little bit dear to your heart, yeah?
Look, I'm a bit excited that the Rocky Horror Show is coming to town. I don't understand why you boys are not sharing in my excitement about Jason Donovan.
Oh, indeed.
Never heard of this person.
I will give you an education okay. Very soon on UFM.
Crevo and Stephen, off to school we go. Drizzle about today. Tops of 17 for Newcastle, 18 for Maitland in the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And coming up next, you might have seen in movies and stuff, there's this famous love bridge in Venice, which is covered in padlocks, thousands and thousands of padlocks, where people write their names on these padlocks to show their true love and then lock it on for life on the bridge, right? Mm-hmm. We've got our very own one right here in Newcastle. It's just started. I'm going to tell you all about it next.
The Rocky Horror Show is coming to Newcastle. Big news yesterday. It's going to be starring Jason Donovan.
Who?
I've never heard of this guy.
All right, anyway, sorry, continue. So it's starring Jason Donovan.
What's he do?
Well, he's a singer and actor. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. This is really just blowing me away that you don't know who Jason Donovan is. I mean, Jason Donovan... Okay, fair enough. 80s, sure. But was one of the biggest characters in Australian television history when he played Scott on Neighbours with Kylie Minogue as Charlene.
Yeah, I've never seen Neighbours.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's go back.
I'm not being obtuse. I'm not. I just have no idea who he is.
This just blows my mind.
You could put three people in here and I wouldn't be able to pick him.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So Jason Donovan was an actor. Like, he was a Logie Award-winning actor, right? He was in Neighbours for almost a decade. His character, Scott, was... the Scott and Charlene wedding is, like, the most watched Neighbours episode ever.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, fascinating.
And the two of them, Kylie and Jason, both kind of leveraged the success of Neighbours, particularly in the UK, to start their music careers.
So he's a singer as well.
Yeah. He's not a very good one.
Okay. Your words, not mine.
Well, let me put it this way. He wasn't very good at the whole kind of being a singer. Like, he's not... I mean, Kylie's a superstar, right?
She's great. Sure.
But the biggest hit he had was actually the duet with Kylie, which was Especially For You. Especially for you. I want to tell you I was feeling that. That's Jason Donovan.
Yeah, this stinks.
Yeah.
I can see what you mean.
It's the worst song I've ever heard.
I kind of refer to him as like Australia's Rick Astley. It's the guy that you really wished hadn't had a music career, but did.
Okay, that's a fair comparison.
But in his older years, so now... What he actually found is that he does pretty well at the music theatre thing. So mm-hmm. He was in Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. He's currently performing in London in Greece. And he's doing Rocky Horror.
So it's coming to Newcastle, Rocky Horror.
Do you know what Rocky Horror is?
No.
That's, let's do Time Warp again.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So Time Warp is the most famous thing that comes from the
I've
Rocky
never
Horror
seen
show.
It, but I know some of the songs from Rocky Horror.
You
think.
Have to go and see it. It is outrageous.
All right. Where's it going to be in Newcastle?
When can I see it?
It's coming in January, and it's going to be...
convention centre, maybe?
No.
Civic?
It's coming to... I'm looking
at... The theatre near you.
Sydney, Melbourne, Newcastle Civic Theatre, of course.
Oh, Civic. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Lovely. That's a great venue.
So it's going to be coming in January, and we're actually the first regional centre to get it.
Really?
This is a really big deal. It's a great show. It's a really great show. It's got, you know... A lot of dancing and singing and outrageous themes, probably not appropriate for a lot of children, but it's hilarious. And it's a really good show. You can also watch the movie of it to kind of, you know, get yourself up to speed. But I think if you guys are going to go and do some more Jason Donovan education.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity.
Yeah, no, I think you need to start with Scott and Charlene's wedding.
If it's anything like this... It's a big absolutely... No, from me. But I do like musicals in person. Musical movies, I hate them all. But in person, I actually love them. So I'm really excited about this. January.
It's
good.
It's a really fantastic show.
Okay.
And we'll try and school you guys up a little bit more on Jason Donovan. Maybe we can talk to him.
That'll be cool.
That'll be so embarrassing because I don't know who he is.
That's all right. Kath can ask the question.
I'll be asking him, what's your favourite colour? What's your favourite food? Get to know you.
Feel so old today. It's just awesome. Thank you so much.
I apologize.
You're welcome.
You're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM. And, guys, I've got some great news because...
Love is in the air. Oh.
Right?
Okay.
This is fantastic. You might have, I don't know, if you've ever seen it on, like, movies and stuff, the famous Love Bridge in Venice. Hmm. Now, what this is it's a bridge, a metal bridge, covered in thousands and thousands of padlocks, all with messages of love written on them. So often it's as simple as, say, for example, Stephen loves Crevo. Just like that. Simple little message, and you lock it with the padlock onto the bridge, and you know that that love is locked there forever.
So it's a commitment padlock.
That's right. That's right. And it's a beautiful message and everything like that. And this bridge is iconic in movies, on TV shows. If you ever go to Venice, you're guaranteed to walk across it because it's right near where, like, the boats first arrive or the train first arrives in Venice, right? Now, often I've been thinking, how good would it be to have one of these here in Newcastle? Because I love love. It's
we all love
that. That's right. And a lot of Novocastrians do. And you wouldn't believe my eyes the other day when I was driving along from the bridge is, it crosses between Mayfield and Islington. It's a rail bridge, crosses over the rail line. Fairly new, this bridge. And on there, I've spotted probably about 30 padlocks. And I was like, hang on a second. Have we got our own love bridge right here in Newcastle?
Yeah.
Anyway, I pulled over and lo and behold, there are beautiful messages of love between Novocastrians right there on these padlocks written. It's such a feel-good story. Now, if I can bring in Jess from the newsroom, have you heard anything about this?
I haven't, but I'm loving it.
Isn't it a fantastic story?
That's so cute.
Is this like breaking news exclusive on UFO?
I reckon it is.
I don't think anyone else has talked about this because, Kath, I do believe you did a little Google on this yesterday.
I was Googling mad because I wanted to... Actually, I was trying to figure out where it was because you said it was in Hamilton.
Yeah.
And I went looking for a bridge in Hamilton and I was a bit lost.
Well, yeah, it's Islington-Hamilton border. So, like, it often will be referred to as Hamilton. So, to give you a little, like, zoom in on what it is, it's Scully Street, where that ends and crosses the railway line into, I guess it is technically Islington, right near Shout Brewery there. That's where it is. And, you know, there's so many messages of love there. It's just a great thing to be happening.
Jess, are you going to get involved? Are you getting yourself a padlock after work?
I'm pretty tempted.
I'm tempted as well.
It's so cute. Let's get it going. Let's fill the bridge.
I totally agree. And there's plenty of space on there because, like I said, there's only about 20 locks on there. And it's got like a big mesh thing. So you can literally fill tens of thousands on there.
What we could do, right, and this is just kind of like coming up with an idea on the fly.
Yeah.
We could get a padlock and write like New FM 2023. Because as this builds, people write years and stuff on it. And we'll be one of the first padlocks. Padlocks on the bridge.
Let's do it. Let's do it, guys.
You need to get it engraved, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
You can't just write on it because then it'll just, you know, wear off over time. You engrave it into
I'll scratch
that
it in with a key or something.
Yeah, exactly. Or our mates just down the road at Purnell. They always help us out with trophies and stuff. Yeah. I reckon they'd do it.
There you go. Because what you do, like, that is some of the fun, is you look through all the locks and you try and find the earliest year. If we're on there first, 2023 New FM, that is something cool to hang our hats on.
Homework after the show. Love is great, isn't it?
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So, team, filled up the old Holden Astra on the way home from work on Tuesday. And if you haven't heard before, I fuel my car purely based on convenience. Like, I'm going to the servo that's closest, it's on the way home, you know, so I don't have to detour very much. And a servo that I always pass on my daily drive is the one on the corner, I think it's like Crowder Street and Newcastle Road in Lambton there. So it's on the way from Sandgate to the Charlestown Castle.
Yeah.
And I saw something there which blew my mind. So first of all, if you're not using the 7-Eleven app when you go to 7-Eleven to save on fuel, oh my God, you're losing money. It's so easy to use. But when I was there, I got out my phone to try and have a look at, you know, like the 7-Eleven app. And I took a photo of this sign they've got next to the pump, which is outrageous. Now, I'll just show the team quickly. It's a sign that says, like, you're not allowed to have your mobile phone out while you're using the pump.
Yeah, which, sure.
I mean, I broke that rule by taking a photo of this sign.
Yeah, how'd you get the photo?
But the photo they've used is so dated. Tell me this does not look like a walkie-talkie. I thought it was a picture of a walkie. I was like, no walkie-talkies, that's fine. I get my phone out to take a photo of that and then read the photo. Went, that says no mobile phones. Whoopsie-doopsie.
It's so outdated. It honestly looks like from, what, the 70s, 80s?
There weren't mobile phones in the 70s. It's that classic Nokia shape with the little aerial on the
top. It's got an aerial on the top. That's taking the piss. I've never seen a mobile phone with an aerial on the
this
top.
This will be the fourth part of today where we go, Kath is old. She knows what a Nokia phone looks like.
That is outrageous. There's no way you play it. You can't even play Snake on that.
Oh, no, you could play Snake. It was awesome. It was the only thing you could play, but you could play Snake.
There you go. Well, I'm sure you would have got the highest score in all of Newcastle and Hunter back in the day on that, Kath.
I was very good at Snake.
All right, there you go. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. It's 17 for Newcastle, 18 for Maitland in the Valley. A bit of rain and clouds around today as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
I'm trying to change a number of the things that I do. As discussed, I need to lose some weight. And one of those things is I need to stop a habit that I have, which is not necessarily a bad habit, although it is kind of. I just need to stop it. And that is drinking a can of Coke at 3:30 every afternoon.
I'd say that's a bad habit.
Yeah, if it's that locked in and you feel like your caloric intake is too high, then it's not good.
My calorie intake is not too high, it's too low. So we're talking about Coke No Zero. Like,
oh, right.
No sugar.
No sugar. Right.
Same as I drink a Gatorade no sugar every morning, right? Mm-hmm. So it's been my routine to manage my migraine for so long that I have a Gatorade in the morning, I have a nap at 2, I have a Coke at 3:30, and I have a walk at 5, right? And that has been my routine forever. Mm-hmm. Now, I need to get rid of that Coke hit for a whole lot of reasons, but mostly because if I was having a bad migraine day, then I would go to a full sugar, right? Because the sugar helps manage the migraine. Now, I've got into that habit and I can't get out of it. Like, it doesn't seem to matter what I do. I wake up from that nap and the first thing that I want is a Coke. And my brain is just so hardwired. It's so hard to undo.
You feel like Pavlov dogs it. You know, like instead of the bell and you salivating, you wake up from your nap and you're thinking about that Coke straight away.
Yeah. And I tried getting it out of the house. That didn't work.
What did you do when that happened? Say you got rid of it.
I would go and get one. It would actually become more obsessive to go and get one. And now I find if I have it there, then there's, you know, like I can actually go through a process of, no, you don't need it. It's fine. But I'm curious as to what other habits other people might have that they've struggled to break, maybe some tips that they might have. Because the only other thing that I've had to stop doing that was this hard was after I got out of my last relationship, reminding myself that I didn't need to buy a full family's worth of food every time I went to the supermarket.
Yeah,
it's crazy, crazy hard.
Yeah.
And that took maybe 6 months to get out of.
Yeah, interesting.
But I've been doing this, having a can of Coke at 3:30 every afternoon for a decade.
Wow.
So undoing this is going to be tough. I think I need help.
Yeah, okay. All right. So you're after tips and also just
Newcastle's
bad habits.
Do you have any Crevo?
Yeah, well, look, I've got a thing with Mayfield charcoal chicken and kebabs.
Oh, no.
Because the problem is, right, it's on my way home. So often you're like, oh, I don't know what's going on here. The steering wheel seems to be pulling me to the left. And oh, I'm pulled over and suddenly I'm back again.
Same when I was going home from uni back in the day. It used to be like, I don't need KFC, don't need KFC. All of a sudden your indicator's on. You're like, how's that happen? What's going on there?
Humans are creatures of habit.
The other one that's so bad that I need to break is I'm an absolute criminal for biting my nails. Still, all the time. I can't get out of it.
Did you start doing that as a kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, now, the hard ones.
I don't know. I've tried everything. I've tried like the clear nail polish on it to try and like deteriorate. I've tried wearing gloves at home. Some habits are just so hard to get out of that routine, I guess, that toxic routine.
Yeah, indeed. All right, so this is what we want here. Bad habits, right?
Yeah, 4967-4105. Give us a call. Tell us what your habits are, whether they're bad or just, you know, habits and what you perhaps have tried to stop them.
Yeah, maybe you got a tip for Kath to break this Coca-Cola addiction.
We're opening the brain trust here. Yeah, we need help, Kath out.
And just for doing that, we're going to reward you. We've got the family passes to Raging Waters Sydney up for grabs today, so you can be in the draw for that. 4967-4105. Everyone wants to get to Raging Waters Sydney this summer here on New FM. Rain in spits and spats today. Tops of 17 for Newcastle, 18 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And we are talking habits that are hard to break this morning because I'm trying to kick my habit of having a can of Coke Zero at 3:30 every afternoon without fail.
It's been 10 years, yeah?
Yeah, at least 10 years.
You can do this. I reckon we can help you as a team. We can open up the brain trust here in Newcastle.
Yeah, that's right. You've gone this way all this 10 years, but now... couple of phone calls, Stephen and I, it's going to be all over.
It's going to be all good, you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's go to Caves Beach. Mel's got a tip for me.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. I used to have the exact same habit as you.
Yeah? The Coke every afternoon?
Yeah, it was disgusting at work. I just needed a bit of sugar hit. So what I did was I started off slowly. You've got to do it slowly. Start changing, and I know this sounds gross, to caffeine-free Coke, the sugarless type.
Yeah, okay. The caffeine-free Diet Coke, I know the one, it tastes like crap. Yep.
you get used to it.
Yeah.
And then do that for 3 or 4 weeks, and then change to another sugar-free.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
change to water or something, yeah.
But you know that sparkling water with, like, lime and stuff in it? That's what I drink now.
Okay. Oh,
that's a good tip.
Thanks, Mel.
Yeah, I mean, that is helpful, but at what cost? You got to drink Diet Coke. Rather not.
It's the caffeine-free Diet Coke. It's an extra level of special.
If you keep taking more stuff out of it, it is just water.
One ingredient at a time.
All right, to Walden next. Beck, what are your thoughts?
Well, mine's not so much food. Mine's children.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Your habit is children?
No. Well, my son's just got his peas.
Uh-huh.
Right. So I have to cut the umbilical cord and I can't be the designated driver or the driver anymore.
Yeah.
So...
does him driving make you nervous or are you just used to always knowing where he is?
He only got him at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
No wonder you're nervous. That's why we called up this morning. A bit of reassurance.
Yes, well, he drove himself to work.
Oh, you're feeling a bit empty-nesty this morning.
Well, I haven't heard if he's made it or not, so I'm assuming that he's made it.
Beck, he's all right.
He's okay.
Fine.
He's probably stoked to be driving this car. He's fine. I can assure you, if he had broken down, had an accident, anything had gone wrong, the first call would have been to Mum.
Yeah, that's right. It's all good, Beck. You know what? Newcastle's got your back, and the Novos say he is absolutely fine.
He's only going to drive to further more exotic places from here.
Work is the simple one.
He's done that so many times. Oh, Beck, I'm so sorry.
I was not expecting that, but no. I loved it. You're waking up
free therapy.
You're waking up with the Novos here in your
head. Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is the Novos. You're waking up with the Novos. 105.3 New FM.
It's lovely to see the rain today, and I wish it would hang around for a lot longer because Hunter Water has already confirmed that the lack of rain recently is starting to affect their operations, and they reckon that if there isn't really significant rain, which the Weather Bureau says there won't be, by March next year, we're going to be back on water restrictions.
Oh, that is annoying. Luckily, it's raining today and tomorrow. So hopefully that'll change things.
I don't think it would change it substantially. So there is actually like a defined trigger point.
Right.
So it's when the area's water reserves get down to 60% is when they start introducing the water restrictions.
When they start dropping those little sand timers back in your mailbox for like the 2-minute shower, that's when you know we're in trouble. So I can't give up these showers.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Look, I understand what you're saying, but we've got to save our water, right? Hey, speaking of... speaking of saving the environment, how's this? Newcastle really is leading the charge on this as a local school, which is going to start a trial for compostable uniforms.
Really?
Now, if you're thinking, wow, that sounds wacky, I want to hear more, well, you won't have to wait long. About 6 minutes, you can hear all about it here on UFM. Matterings of rain around Newcastle and the Hunter today. Tops of 17 and 18 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at UFM.
What's the goss on the way? And family, overnight, a trailer has dropped, which critics are calling the best trailer of the year. A movie that's coming to our cinemas probably like late November, coming to Netflix in December. I reveal what they're talking about and what we can expect very, very shortly.
That's a big call.
Yeah. Massive
that,
call.
And that's what you call a hook. We'll be staying around for that. Now, though, this is very exciting because we, as a team, we're all about the environment here, right? Saving the environment. And a local school right here in Islington, the Islington Public School, have done something that no other school in Australia has done. They are moving to a 100% compostable shirt for their uniform. Now, right up till now, everyone's had like, and everyone would have worn these, like the polyester polos, right, that get around. And, you know, they once you use them and then that's it. You got to throw it away, right? And polyester, it's just plastic and it's going to sit in landfill forever. But this school in Islington, they've found an alternative. This is the actual shirt's made of hemp, which is a natural, great natural fiber, right? And then the buttons, right, they've made out of these nuts, like a certain special nut that they cut into like little slivers.
Really?
And
that,
so once you're done with this shirt, you just throw it in the bin and it goes into landfill and breaks down, or you can put it in your compost, whatever you need.
Chicken coop or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly. And it'll break down and go back into the earth. What a great idea and a great result. Now, of course, cost of living through the roof. Everyone would be a bit worried. Is this going to cost more, right?
Yeah.
Often environmental stuff costs more. Okay, it is $2 more. But being a natural fiber, it'll breathe on as like bit better as well.
Will it last the whole duration of schooling?
Yeah, definitely. So
hemp is the strongest fiber in the world.
It's a really good good product, right?
Yeah, and because of cannabis, it gets kind of tied up in politics and nonsense. But it's actually, you know, used for lots of things. But it's important to note that the hemp plant is not the cannabis plant. They just look the same. They're kind of the same family, but then like there's no druggy bits in there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the kids will be safe, yeah, right?
Well, my next question is then, if it's going to last throughout the whole schooling, it's the strongest material, what good is it being possible if it takes 200 years to break down?
No, it's not taking 200 years. Once you put it in the ground with all that other stuff, it will break down.
Oh, this science is hurting my head this morning.
But $2 more and it will breathe better, or feel better to wear as well. What a great result. I can't wait for more schools to do this. And congratulations to Islington Public School for making this happen.
Being
absolute leaders and pioneers in sustainability right here in Newcastle.
Love it.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. So, trailer of the year, best trailer of 2023, dropped overnight. This is what the critics are saying. Mm-hmm. And it's for Maestro. So, I'm not sure if you guys have heard about this movie.
Yep.
It charts the career of legendary composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein, which is played by Bradley Cooper. So like I said, people are saying that this, you know, is one of the best trailers they've ever seen. Basically, it goes in and out of colour, I guess, to depict time, spanning not only his professional life, but his intricate personal life as well over like 30 years or something like that, 35 years. So
fascinating.
Goes through like a fairly big stretch of his life. Of course, the lead actor, Bernstein, is played by Bradley Cooper, who also directs this film, but it's not without controversy, because people might remember this was kind of dragged through the press, because Bradley Cooper, in his, I guess, attempt to correctly portray Bernstein, was wearing a prosthetic nose. Do you remember this, Crevo?
Yeah.
So basically, what he's done is he's made and worn this, like, bigger prosthetic nose, which is essentially Jew face, is what they were coining it in the media. This baffles me.
Sorry.
It baffles me. Like,
whole thing is confusing.
I just don't understand, first of all, how this idea was formed to do this, and then second of all, how it went through all the like management and through all the team. Surely the PR team went, be doing this.
Where was legal?
Exactly. This is what I'm saying.
Thank you. And also, who thinks, who goes in their mind, oh, they'll really, really won't be convinced by me acting this way because my nose isn't the right size. Like, that is a crazy thought. It's so ridiculous.
I just can't believe that this is, because we talked about this, you and I, Crevo, months and months ago, when, like, the first talked about this movie. I thought for sure there'd be a delay in release because I'd have to go back and refilm without the prosthetic. Going ahead.
Pushing on.
They don't mind. They're like, oh, it's all filmed. We'll just keep on keeping on.
Full idiots is what I'll say.
Yeah, honestly, this story baffles me. Anyway, it is written by, like I said, Bradley Cooper, as well as another guy, Josh Singer. It'll be in cinemas from late November, ahead of its arrival on Netflix December 20th. So you can go watch it, I guess, in the cinemas. You can go watch it on Netflix. I won't be watching it.
No,
I'll tell you that for free.
Feels off kilter.
Doesn't matter how good the trailer is. Ain't watching it.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah.
It just feels wrong. Like, that's... Anyway, you can't just, like, I guess, affect what Hollywood does sometimes. Hollywood just takes its own path.
Hollywood gonna Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Hollywood and a bit more novel news, I guess the presidential race is heating up in the US. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's probably going to be, you know, Biden versus Trump again.
Mm-hmm. Wash your mouth out. I don't want to hear it.
Well, here's an alternative for you. A surprise candidate has thrown their name into the hat.
I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. So at the moment, he's promoting his new book. He's got a new book out. It's called Be Useful, 7 Tools for Life. It's a bit of like a pretentious self-help book. I mean, the 7 steps are like, close your mouth, open your mind.
Oh, God.
You know, work hard, dream big. Oh, God. Anyway, let's not talk about that book.
Indeed.
It's so pretentious, like I said. But during this promotion of his book, he said that he reckons he'd be the perfect candidate to be U.S. president.
Well, he can get away with saying that because he can't be U.S. president.
Well, yeah. Well, that's it.
You have to be naturally born in the U.S.
I was going to say, born overseas, isn't he?
He is, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I think he would be good, though.
He was a very good governor of California.
Yeah.
Well, he was from... He served 2 terms in California, I think, didn't he?
People liked him.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, people liked him. But, yeah, this is, unless he can change his birth certificate.
God, he'd be better, though, than both those other options. Wouldn't he?
I don't think so. I could do it with another round of the birther thing that happened with Obama. Like,
you don't want to do more birth certificate, chat?
No.
I'll be right as well, thanks.
Get Artie in, though. Artie for, what, 2024?
Indeed.
I'll be back.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
So after a resounding victory for Abysmal Abilities last night, my five-a-side team, we decided to go for a bit of a team dinner.
Nice.
Settled on the new Warners Bay Hotel, which used to be the Warners Bay Tavern, closed for a bit, had some renos, must have been closed for 6 months or something there.
Is that one that's sort of set back a little bit from the water?
Yeah, it's only one street back.
One street back, yeah, I know the one. Yeah.
Basically same block, but a opposite corner.
Got it, I know the one.
Used to be Warners Bay Tavern, now the Warners Bay Hotel after their renos. Really flashy inside. Big screens, like good spot for live music. And then they've got kind of like the pub area downstairs and this finer dining area upstairs.
Ooh.
So like upstairs is like waited service. They come to your tables, all that kind of stuff, which is, you know, very nice.
He's going to play the fancy music.
Of course he's going to play the fancy
music. Well, it sounds very fancy. Did you go upstairs for dinner, Stephen?
Well, we did. We sat on the balcony and had a look over. You know, they've got a nice little spot there. It was very nice. And there's a lot of competition around that way for pub feeds.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You've got Pippi's down the road one way, and then you got Warner's at the Bay down the road on the other side.
Classic.
Both do great food.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, Warner's Bay Hotel, decent feed. Nothing to write home about. But I want to know, are there staff on commission? Because, God, they came through every 5 minutes. Is everything all right? Are you right for drinks? Would you like a dessert menu?
Yeah.
Oh, they're killing us with kindness.
Like being at the Yum Cha when the carts come around.
Legit.
Some more dumplings? Oh, I've already had 10. You can always use some more.
Speaking of selling a little bit too hard, my inbox is absolutely full of spam at the moment. I'm going to have a whinge about that in a second.
Pack the ponchos, Newey. Showers about today. Tops of 17 for Newcastle, 18 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos.
And if you don't have a poncho, I'm quite sure one will be available for sale in Click Frenzy.
Oh,
what's Click Frenzy?
For the uninitiated.
ClickFrenzy is a sales gimmick. So it's a website that was set up and it was kind of trying to copy the Black Saturday sales in the States, right?
Right.
And essentially all they do is convince a whole bunch of retailers, particularly e-retailers, the guys that only sell online, to do massive discounts all at the same time.
Right. Okay. Right? So when is this happening?
Now.
Right now.
Okay.
Oh, so I probably missed the boat on like the telly for $4.
No. So it happens a couple of times a year. So it's always on in November and December, right, for Christmas sales. But they do a 2-day one in October, which was 24th to 26th to today.
Okay, yep.
But invariably, what actually happens is that every single retailer that has your email address is going to send you an email a couple of days before ClickFrenzy, then again during ClickFrenzy, and then afterwards, you know, because you can still get the deal, right?
Oh, that's a bit cheeky, isn't it? Because it should be just during the time.
Yeah. Now, I'm a bit of an online shopper.
Right.
Mostly shoes, bras and kitchen equipment. But, you know, I struggle a bit with why somebody would send a single person 7 emails in 3 days.
Yeah, it's spammy, isn't it? It's spam.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
spammy.
That's a lot.
So I cleaned out the email inbox last night and I literally sorted by sender and deleted because, like, there was one company that I bought, like, a number of items of clothing from maybe 5 years ago and I've never used them since, and they seriously sent me 7 emails in 3 days.
That's too many.
It's way too many.
That's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, so I deleted north of about 400 emails just related to ClickFrenzy.
What?
So can you just unsubscribe and, you know, like, kill this at the source?
Cut it off at the, yeah.
You would think you could. But I'm pretty sure I've unsubscribed to most of those companies.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very naughty of them if they're ignoring your unsubscribe requests.
To be fair, right, one of the reasons why I get so much spam is this is my old Hotmail account that was in both the Optus and Medicare hacks.
Right.
So it's out there and I get all kinds of spam and it's just one of those things that I do every now and then as I go in and I just delete all the spam. But it has been so bad this week, and to me, I don't care how much you're getting in sales for this weekend, it's not worth spamming people.
You've lost Kath as a customer. She's well annoyed.
Every customer that buys a telly for $4, you alienate another 10. We're like, I'm never going to shop there again.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we get over it. We forget these things.
Yeah, well, that's true. Next year will come round.
I will go and buy another pair of shoes.
So it has worked. They're actually geniuses. They've annoyed Kath, but they've made a lot of money in the process. Patchy rain all over the joint today. Tops of 17 for Newcastle, 18 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
A little bit earlier today, we were talking about hard habits to break because I'm trying to break the habit of drinking a Coke at 3:30 every afternoon. We get lots of ideas. Other people were telling us about the habits they try and break, but one of them was really special.
Yeah, Beck called in from Wall's End, who was having trouble, I guess, cutting the cord, if you will. A teenage son just got his peas on his way to work. She's having trouble not being able to mother hen him little bit.
License is still warm because he got it 4 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
He's gone. She hasn't taken him to work today.
That's right. Good morning, Beck.
Morning.
How are you feeling now? It's been a couple of hours since we last spoke.
Well, it's still raining, so...
You're still a little bit worried. Is the rain adding to your anxiety, is it?
No.
Yeah, it's just general anxiety. Well, you know what? To help ease that anxiety, we're going to send you off to Raging Waters. You've got a family pass. You can still take him along.
And he's not driving in Sydney.
No. Well, you can drive then.
You can drive there. Carpooling's cheaper anyway, right?
Hang on, Beck. We need to know something really important. Do you know if he got to work?
I still don't know.
Don't plant those thoughts in her head.
I'm sure he'll be fine. Teenagers are notorious for not updating their mums on what they're up to. That's just part of...
Is he coming home from work or is he going out?
I don't know.
He's got a licence now. That's the thing, Beck.
He's got his own car.
Even worse.
No. It's an exciting time for him, an exciting time for you guys as well. Because, off to Raging Waters together, family pass. So congratulations, Beck.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. What a lovely day that is. You know, a young man becoming an adult, really, isn't it?
Most certainly is. And, hey, there's plenty more chances to get yourself to Raging Waters in Sydney. It's opening on Saturday, November 4th. And you can get chances to win throughout the day with, you know, 100% live and local drive home with Joel, and be scattered in amongst Newcastle's best music as well. So you want to stick around and get your hands on those tickets.
That is us done for today, but we'll see you tomorrow.
Feel Good Friday tomorrow. Yes. Let's get it.